Joining me on the KRDO Afternoon News line to talk about a new feature we're bringing to KRDO's Afternoon News City Council Day, Mr. Ted Skroback, who is the City Council Communications Specialist. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Ted. How are you doing? I always like talking to another Ted. I know I can trust you.
You know what I'm going to say. Two Teds are better than one.
Exactly. It's like Ted squared. We can make our own recurring segment of that.
I'm thinking you're right, and we are looking forward to it. Actually, this is going to be the day and the week of the month that we bring a member of City Council, from the mayor, could be any of the council members. Ted, it could be you and your team talking about your new podcast that you have going, among other things. But yes, City Council Day really is, it falls at an interesting time in the month. And that's why I'm so excited about this, because we're going to get to talk about what City Council voted on immediately, the day immediately before City Council Day here on Afternoon News.
Yes, and that's the opportunity that we love as well. As you know, Richard Scorman already goes on Renee Roberts in the morning on KRDO Radio after the first meeting of each month, but there are two council meetings. And then this way we can get on there and with your show in the afternoon and discuss some of the decisions that are made in that second meeting. So I know we're really looking forward to it over here. And since Richard is the one that goes on with Renee earlier in the month, we're going to hopefully be swapping out the other eight council members for you so that you get a bunch of the different voices and different opinions all throughout the year.
Well, now I have room for seven of them in the studio, but I know only two can be here at a time.
So. Yes, that's true. Or else if you add any more, then we're going to have to turn it into an open meeting and invite the public. So I'll let you do that at your own discretion.
No, I like working with you on this better. Like I said, two Teds, better than one.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
Ted,
exactly.
Kind of a preview. What kind of... we're going to be talking about the votes that City Council takes, of course. We'll be talking about policy decisions and, regulation, all kinds of different things.
Well, and I think going back to what I was saying with Richard going on Renee's show, a lot of times he's able to not only talk about what just happened the day prior, but also talk about what's happening at the next council meeting that month, as well as what they're looking towards in the future. So I think you're gonna hear exactly what happened the day before if there's something contentious, but also, spoiler alert to people out there, sometimes not a lot is voted on at council meetings, so maybe we're looking more into the future. So it might be even ongoing discussions. We've been hearing a lot of things about accessory dwelling units and zoning for single-family units. That's something that's been an ongoing discussion for months now, and that would be something that if a council member came on, they might not be talking about a decision that was just made, but something that they've been talking about at multiple meetings leading up to your radio show.
Sure, and Ted, I have to say, I'm paying you a compliment. You are a communications guy after my own heart. You have done something new that the city has not done before. Kind of an interesting and unique approach, even innovative. You've got a podcast that you've stood up. I believe you've launched it. Is that right? Sometime around the 20th of this month?
Yeah, we did launch it, and actually we were on Renee Roberts' show yesterday on The Extra, and I was joking with her. I said, you're the exclusive, because we launched it today, so we're just giving you the exclusive on this one.
She deserves it.
Yes, exactly. She was great, and we've worked together over email a lot with Richard's appearance, but it's called Behind the Springs, an inside look at your local government, and if you want to find it, basically it's on any of the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's on all of those now, has been approved, or you can go to coloradosprings.gov/podcast. And what we're really trying to do is make local government fun. I know that's a very elusive word in local government, but we're trying to kind of show some of the personalities of the people that work here. We're going to have the mayor on episode 2 and having him talk a lot about the history of Colorado Springs as we're 2 years out from our sesquicentennial, or the 150-year anniversary of Colorado Springs. But instead of asking him maybe about what you kind of always hear on the news side of things, we're going to be able to talk to him about some of his favorite historical moments in Colorado Springs. He's a huge history buff, and once you can kind of get him going on some of those stories, you just sit back and listen. So I'm sure that episode I won't have to do too much talking. But like you said, I know you're big into podcasts. It's kind of your baby there at KRDO and your guys' network. This is something that I looked out and I saw only a couple cities we found do this across the United States. And like I think Colorado Springs usually is, we're kind of at the forefront of a lot of different things. And this was one that I definitely wanted to be a trailblazer with and start it up with us. And then I hope that other Colorado cities pick it up, or counties, or the state itself.
That'd be a wonderful thing. And Ted Skrobak, who is the City Council Communications Specialist, not only with your new podcast, Behind the Springs, but helping me here at KRDO Afternoon News, a great partner with KRDO. We appreciate you very much, to Stand Up City Council Day, which is going to be the fourth Wednesday of every month in the 5:35 interview break.
Looking forward to talking to you a little bit more and getting some more council members for you.
Same here, Ted. Thank you again for everything you do.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon, Ted. Oh, I always trust Ted. Remember that.
I shall. Thank you very much, Ted.